Hello and welcome to the very first episode of The Good, The Bad, and The Healing. I have been putting this off for way too long and I just decided, you know what? You're never really going to be ready or super prepared for your very first episode of your first podcast. So just do it and do it messy and, you know, just we're going to learn as we go here. So thanks for sticking with me and for being here. I'm not sure how this is going to turn out. Maybe this will just be a soundboard for the thoughts that come into my head. But if I can help even one person see something differently or help them through anything, this would all be worth it. This podcast has been a passion project of mine, and I figured I might as well record the thoughts that come into my head so I can look back on it and hopefully help some other people along the way through my experiences. And I wasn't sure how I wanted to start this episode or what I wanted to talk about, but I guess I wanted to talk about, I guess the number one thing when it comes to healing and it comes to really moving forward in any area of your life is knowing that it all starts with you. Your perception is everything throughout this process. You know, you can choose to be open to something new, or you can choose to be negative. You can really just, you get to choose how you experience your healing and how you move through it and move through this life. And just knowing that everyone around you, any triggers you might encounter, they're just mirrors of what you need to heal and what you need to work on. And every person along the way can be a teacher for you. Every experience can be a teacher for you. And that's really what I've come to realize, is that not every negative experience deserves a reaction, or not every negative emotion deserves a reaction. And kind of being able to sit with what I feel and knowing that I can create the reality that I want simply by choosing something different. And that's just been a reoccurring theme lately, is that I try to tell everyone I encounter, if they're going through something, you are not tied down by your tendencies. You are not tied down by your zodiac sign. You're not tied down by your trauma, your triggers. You can choose differently every single time. And if we took the time to understand why we do what we do and how we operate, that's when you can look at yourself and choose differently and say, hey, I know I've done this in the past. This is what I'm leaning towards, but I want something different. And I can choose to go and do something else, or to not do something is actually something I used to struggle with, was being impulsive and reacting to everything that, you know, made me feel a certain way. Whether it be in dating or friendships, you know, I used to think that, you know, I was so strong because I was so, you know, combative, or I would, you know, tell people how I feel, when really it's like most of the time, if I would have just sat with it and processed what I was feeling and realized that maybe it was me handling something wrong, or maybe something wasn't as big of a deal as I made it in the moment. And I, you know, could have saved myself a lot of pain. But, you know, I'm so grateful to have gone through, you know, the work that I've gone through, the work that I've done to heal. And I guess that's just what I want to keep this episode about, short and sweet. Just for you to realize that it all starts with you and you deciding that you want something different. And I know it's easier said than done. I've definitely been up and down throughout this process. I mean, I'm recording this episode after a little bit of tears. You know, I've been going through it myself, and you know, it's in phases. You know, I've come a long way, but it doesn't mean that I don't still deal with things. And now at this phase, whatever phase I'm in, I'm able to let myself feel things and to just sit with what I'm feeling and decide that I want to do something that makes me feel good, and that the person, it's not the person that's triggering me that needs, I don't go to the problem for the solution. I guess I should say that. I go to within. I've learned to go within and kind of sit with myself and maybe write down what you feel, cry it out, sing it out, talk to a friend. But more often than not, I realize going to the person that's triggering you or the thing that's triggering you to solve your problem, usually doesn't work out that well. unless you've had a little time to kind of articulate how you're feeling in a calm way, if you're anything like me. But I just want to be there for you. As you're listening, I want you to know that there is someone out there that's, you know, been through hell and back, that has been able to look at herself and, you know, look at the ugly parts and still love yourself or herself through it. As talking about me here, I've done a lot of forgiveness work with myself and really trying to get to a place where, you know, I can utilize all the tools and give them to you guys and to help anyone out there listening. But I didn't want to ramble on too long, but I just want to remind everyone that you are the creator of your reality and you are so powerful. And you can do whatever it is that you want to do, and nothing and no one can block the blessings that are there for you. Your choices might slow you down a little bit, but your choices can also speed you up. You know what I'm saying? Like, the more you choose yourself, the more you choose to go within, the more you choose to realize that no one can give you anything that you cannot give yourself, you will begin to choose differently and take care of yourself. And you'll be so surprised at the people that come your way, the opportunities that come your way, the love and abundance that just falls in your lap. I mean, for example, when I start taking care of myself and getting into my spiritual side and tapping into my gifts and embracing who I am authentically, things just became simple. And things that used to really bother me just didn't anymore. And I want you to know that you can have that too. If you see somebody and you see them happy, you see them thriving, it's just an example that that's possible for you too. And for my single people out there, if you keep seeing people in relationships and everyone's in a relationship around you, that's a good sign. That means that you're next because it's close to you. So like I said, it's all about your perception. It's all about how you see things. And I encourage you to go out and look for the good and look for love where it's easy to find. That's a great thing I've been saying lately, is look for love where it's easy to find. And you'll be amazed at, you know, what comes through. And I encourage you, if I can give you any tips, I guess, if I want to leave you with anything, is to kind of sit with yourself. Maybe you need to put on some soothing music or journal it out. Just sit with yourself and hug yourself, love yourself, tell yourself in the mirror that you love yourself, and know that you're going to be okay and that you are never alone. You're so loved, you're so protected, and you're always guided. And we'll get into another episode about that, but I want to send so much love your way. I just want everyone out there to know that you're not alone and you're so powerful beyond measure. And I want to thank you for listening to me for, I guess, the 10 minutes that I've been talking here. But anyway, I guess until next time, I'll see you.